President Bush welcomed the new Chilean leader to the Oval Office, hoping to build on warm relations with the previous socialist government in Santiago. While U.S. relations with other Latin American leftists, including Venezuela's Hugo Chavez and Bolivia's Evo Morales, are often strained, President Bush has found a commercial and political ally in Chile, an ally he hopes to keep in President Bachelet.
I appreciate very much your dedication to values that are important, human rights and human decency, the right for people to be able to speak freely and to vote.
President Bush told President Bachelet that America shares that same sense of social justice and focus on education. He says it's very important for the United States to remain engaged in South America and continue good relations with Chile. President Bachelet, a former political prisoner and defense minister, says it's her intention to continue that relationship.
We have political, commercial relationships, and we have been, we really are happy of how our relations have developed. And we have talked and shared opinions about how we can build a region in peace, how we can fight together against poverty, for social justice, how we can help strengthen democracy in the region, and how we also can look after issues as energy, innovation, education, health, and so on.
A 2004 free trade agreement between the countries has boosted commercial ties as the Bush administration has heralded capitalism in Santiago as a model for the region. On a visit to the capital in November of 2004, President Bush also praised Chile's privatized pension system as a model for how he'd like to change America's federal retirement program. There are differences, chiefly Chile's support for an international criminal court that President Bush opposes. There's also Venezuela's campaign to fill the Latin America Caribbean seat on the UN Security Council, a post that Washington would rather see filled by Guatemala. President Bush and President Bachelet had lunch at the White House following their talks. Ms. Bachelet also visited a school outside Washington, which she attended in the early 1960s when her father was the military attaché at the Chilean embassy. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.